Okay, let me talk to them. Okay, 1 second. I just wanted to, I didn't get to answer that question because those guys hadn't.
I would have loved to have heard your answer.
Well, you should have given it to me specifically, and then I could have answered it, but those other guys.
I was curious across the country, though, too.
Well, none of those other guys have any kind of hydrocarbons. So the real question, what's concerning you is hydrocarbons. It's not fracking. I mean, I think...
Well, I'm worried about the chemicals in fracking and how it's affecting water and air.
But so the chemicals in fracking doesn't... I mean, we've fracked... I mean, we've been fracking for 40 years. We've fracked over 1 million wells. Unless except in certain shallow horizons. So sometimes with coal bed methane, I'm very worried at some point we'll see some problems in southeast Colorado where we've got some very shallow wells. But everything out here, I mean, all the emissions and the issues that we have, which are real, they're not from fracking. Fracking is a... there's so much burden on the reason the oil's trapped there for hundreds of millions of years is because there's sealants, shales and then sand and shales and sands, and that's the pressure on them is orders of magnitude more than what fracking can do. So fracking only goes out about 100 feet, so 300 yards, where it's
2 miles.
In a vacuum it can go if someone's doing an extraction, but generally out here, if they can get it more than 300 yards, they're thrilled. I mean, they think it's a great thing. So, and we can't find, we're tracing it now. We're doing a test before fracking and after fracking on every well they drill now.
I'm really glad that we're doing that.
Right, and so that will, if I'm wrong, and I will eat crow, I'll eat my hat. You can come chase me down. But we keep, I mean, the DJ Basin, which is a shallower area, they've been drilling wells and fracking there for 30 years, and they do have a comprehensive groundwater monitoring. They can map the flow of the water gradients. I mean, it's incredible, and they can't find any contamination. Now, we do find places when the well casings is messed up, where we get benzene, but that's stuff in hydrocarbons, and that's the problem. It's an oil and gas is an industrial process that none of us want in our backyard.
Well, and that's where the injection sites are a problem, right? Where they're
like in Missouri.
Can break.
Yeah,
right.
We don't do that here.
I have a question. Can we put solar panels on the state capitol?
Sure.
Because the thing
historic
is
people
once
won't
see,
let us, but we have to figure out some way to get through the historic.
Yeah, but once we see our government actually investing in it.
Hi. I'm just taking pictures.
Well, maybe not right in our face.
Okay, I'm without.
Yeah, that's a big part for us.
Cameras right in my face always make me nervous. I grew up with acne and thick glasses. And just,
I was going to have you take a picture with us. But
you can have the picture for sure.
Here. Thank you. Your architect.
Okay, cool.
One, two.
Did you ever hear what Abraham Lincoln, when they accused him of being deceitful, they said, Mr. Lincoln, you're two-faced. He said, two-faced? If I had two faces, would I use this one? That's the way I feel. All right, someone had a question.
I just wanted to question, though, about practice. So what about,
we have another question here. Okay. We'll be a little late. We'll be all right.
There's several health studies that have happened in Colorado already where actually Tara helped lead a health study here using Carbondale residents who have not been affected by fracking as a baseline for blood work, and then Erie residents to look at benzene and other chemicals
right, so
in
that's,
their blood.
But that's fugitive methane. I mean, that I think is almost certainly the, not the fracking, but it's the gas escaping from gas fields.
Right.
So, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the industry's got to belly up to the bar and say, all right, we're going to hold ourselves to a zero tolerance. And I think they'll do it. I think we're very close to getting them to say, we will no longer vent natural gas to the air, and within a year, or let's say 18 months, no longer even flare it. Because even flaring, it just puts a bunch of CO2 in there, and we get no benefit from it.
Right. No, exactly. And they're not recouping the economic side of that.
We have a guy from CSU that will have a meter that'll be under $500, so we'll be able to require it on every single well that'll measure methane in real time and report it back.
Uh-huh.
So that we'll be able to tell if people's concerns are justified with real data and real measurement.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the way you're really going to hold. If the big companies are making progress, some of these little companies are much more likely to cut corners, and that's where a lot of the problems come from. And so that's why we want to raise the fines on
them. Yes.
$1,000 a day that what we propose is $15,000.
Yes, because otherwise it's not in their interest. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. I want to thank you for increasing our renewable energy portfolio and leading the United States in that. I very much appreciate
that. We'll get there.
Thank you very much. What about the BL, the Bureau of Land Management? Don't they have too much say in a lot of this stuff, and the laws go back to
the 1800s? Well, we're trying to convince them. I'm trying to get all the Western states to raise our standards to Colorado standards, and then once we get them with those standards, then we'll get the BLM to do it on all their lands.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Governor.
Governor, here's my question. It is actually about the fracking, too.
Sure.
So in terms of people getting sick, I've met a lot of people who live near wells, and it's not just the methane, it's the VOCs that come into the air.
Well, that VOCs are coming out of the methane.
It's because it's from the produced fluids.
Right.
At this point, there are 85,000 people who represent different environmental groups. We all came together today. What will it take to be able to put a pause, either a moratorium, or let communities decide for themselves? Because you probably know this, there's six different communities in Colorado.
Two.
No,
two.
No, there are six that are going for moratoriums.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, and we're all...
So let me cut to the chase. So in Colorado, we have this weird thing called the split estate, which is a terrible idea. No one should have ever done it. But 180 years ago, we, for whatever reasons, decided that the mineral assets underground would be sold separately. So somebody owns, like when Longmont banned fracking, which basically says you can't drill, because everybody can't drill an oil well and do it without fracking, really. So we heard from people like this older woman from Dubuque, Iowa. This is part of her retirement, is the mineral value down there. And all of a sudden, Longmont has come, and in the state constitution, in our constitution, so we'd have to change the state constitution, there's a guarantee that people who have those mineral rights underground have the right to access them from the surface.
Governor, I know that this is about public safety. People are getting very, very sick.
It's also in the Constitution that the local governments have a responsibility to protect their people. So there's a clash. And right now I'm wondering why it is that you're standing behind the COGCC rather than the people who I think you represent.
Well, I'm standing behind everybody. And I think
you just joined the lawsuit with the COGCC.
Against Longmont.
Against Longmont.
That was a year ago.
No, you're suing again Longmont. We're asking you, why don't you let local communities make the choice for themselves to protect their people against fracking?
It's not fracking. Again, I try to get back to the fact-based. Fracking has happened for 50 years.
Well, we can call it
hard.
It is not the same industrial process that we're doing it today.
Not high volume horizontal.
It's not horizontal, but it's the same process.
It's very different right now than it used to be. And that's why they couldn't access the gas within shale until quite recently.
So you're right. Now they are accessing different formations. But it's the same process. It's taking fluids and having them have a viscosity sufficient that they carry little sand.
But it was the same process they would have been able
lots
to access.
Lots of new chemicals that they use.
They always fracked it at a vertical well. Right. And they'd have long fracks.
Shouldn't we do the studies first about this new process, which is starting to happen? It is new.
Well, the new for 12 years. Years
process is new. First shale gas, it's new.
That's 12 years old.
Shale gas fracking.
12 years old. It is. It is. It's been going on. No one paid attention to it until 5 years ago.
It's not that long. We should be doing studies, though. And we're just starting.
You said there's a study going on right
that
now.
That aren't funded by
that's the state is working on to study the health impacts from air emissions. Why can't communities decide to wait until those studies have been completed before making a decision whether they should have this in their community?
Well, I certainly think in terms of the emissions, communities should have every right to hold the oil and gas industry to very high standards in terms of what those emissions are. And I think that's what communities are doing.
So we should be able to look at the standards first before they come in. Because we should be able to say, this is what's happening.
What communities have the right to look at what the environment, and I got to get out of here, but the environmental conditions are that they want to have in their community, right? So I don't deny that you can't
sue Longmont over the regulations.
No, Longmont said no fracking. They did not come and say.
First, you sued them over the regulations, and then it was no fracking. No fracking came after.
But the regulations were designed to make sure there was no drilling, right? You've got two issues. You've got the environmental issue, and then you've got a land use issue, right? Really, and those are two separate things.
And also the health issue. That's another.
Well, that's environmental.
Environmental is climate change, but people are dying.
No, the environment is not just climate change. Environmental is.
We represent a lot of people, just so you know.
Okay, I understand.
What you say to us, we'll share with people. We want to understand,
But I got to go. So the question is, all right, so our Constitution guarantees people a right to access those minerals. That's the land use.
And our Constitution guarantees that our officials protect us.
Your elected officials have a right to make sure that it's done safely.
Right.
So therefore, the question is, what level of methane and what measurements do you want to have there?